Good morning. It's August the 11th. Our New Testament reading today is Mark chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Lou Sargent once again. This section is headed The Shepherd of God's Flock. I read. The Baptist had proved the forerunner of Jesus, even to the last. His death foreshadowed the cross. It could only have happened a short while before the first missionary journey of the 12, for Matthew says the news was brought by John's disciples, and that when Jesus heard this, he withdrew. Grief for John, combined with sorrow of heart at the end it portended for himself, to bring a desire for quiet. But he never thought only of himself, and Mark shows thought for the disciples as the main reason for retreat. They returned from their mission into the same kind of fevered atmosphere that they had known at Capernaum. Many were coming to and fro, and they had no leisure even to eat. After the excitement of their triumphs over disease, mental and physical, they needed a chance to restore their souls, and Jesus said, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." Or rather, "come ye away." The pronoun is emphatic. Their need was his prime concern. And so they entered the boat, the fishing vessel always kept in readiness, and went. Undoubtedly, Jesus meant what he said, but his good purpose was to be frustrated. Mark, candid in so many things, is nowhere more so than in showing that Jesus could not always fulfil his intentions. Expanding missionary work had brought Jesus and the disciples northwards from Nazareth and back to the lakeside, and here they were seen embarking. Their boat could be watched from the shore as it headed towards Bethsaida, which was near the point where the Jordan poured in its waters. Guessing the destination, a crowd gathered and hurried round the shore, growing as the news spread. At every place they went through, curiosity was aroused, and fresh tributaries swelled the stream of folk. Though the distance by land was greater than across the water, those on foot might outstrip the boat if the disciples were forced to row against the wind. This was to be the climax of the teacher's popularity. Never again would so great a number in Galilee show such keenness to hear him. Jesus may have had glimpses of the hurrying figures, but it was when he disembarked and was met by thousands that a surge of compassion moved him. The comment that it was because they were like sheep without a shepherd must reflect the Lord's own mind, for it is a recurring phrase with a history reaching back through the prophets to the wilderness journey. Moses had used it when he prayed for a successor. Micaiah used it when warning Ahab of the outcome of the Battle of Ramoth Gilead. But above all, it belonged to the prophecy of Ezekiel, when he saw the people betrayed by their appointed pastors and scattered on the mountains. Not only as a visual image, but by a train of scriptural association, the phrase exactly described the Israelites who now ran together, hungry for the food they needed when their teachers had given them only husks. To the leaderless and wandering flock of his vision, Ezekiel had given a promise of regathering. The Lord himself is the shepherd of Israel. He would search and seek them out, bringing again that which was driven away and building up that which was broken. He would feed them upon the mountains of Israel, making them one flock again. Using as a type the name of the beloved shepherd king of the past, the Lord says, "And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd." Thank you for listening.